Milwaukee County Emergency Medical Services is now giving blood transfusions to critically ill trauma patients before they reach the hospital. And city leaders say it's the first 911 system in Wisconsin to offer this type of care in the field.
Milwaukee County EMS used a whole blood transfusion for the first time last month when responders from the Wauwatosa Fire Department treated a patient suffering from multiple gunshot wounds, and that patient survived.
Dr. Ben Weston is the Milwaukee County Chief Health Policy Advisor and EMS Medical Director. He's also an associate professor in the Department of Emergency Medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Dr. Weston, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Can you break down what a pre-hospital blood transfusion is and what happens in this procedure?
Absolutely. Well, maybe we can start with just the word pre-hospital. It's something that a lot of folks aren't necessarily aware of. And so what we're talking about is bringing blood to the patient where they are. And so when somebody has a traumatic injury, whether that's a gunshot, a motor vehicle crash, a fall, a lot of times they have bleeding. And that is one of the things that can lead to really poor outcomes in traumatic injury is that bleeding. It could be external bleeding or it can be internal bleeding. But what that person needs and what evidence continues to tell us again and again is that that person really needs blood, which makes sense. And so what we are doing in Milwaukee County is bringing that blood to the patient. And so rather than waiting to have to get to the hospital and arrive and get the blood, you can actually get it well before you even arrive at the hospital and start to be stabilized in the field.
And that transfusion will start either in the field or inside the ambulance?
That's exactly right. Yeah, what we don't want to do is delay the patient's arrival at the hospital. And so we'll do blood in tandem with everything we're doing, with getting the patient packaged up, getting them in the back of the ambulance and transporting them. As we're doing all that, we can start blood and get that transfusion going and help to stabilize that patient.
You mentioned gun violence. What kinds of injuries or incidents might involve significant blood loss?
I mean, really, the sky's the limit. Anything you can think of that somebody could be traumatically injured with. And so, of course, in our community, a lot of this is motor vehicle crashes. That's probably in any community throughout Wisconsin. We also, unfortunately, see a fair amount of firearm violence. Any sort of bleeding, as long as it becomes major bleeding and you're actually dropping your blood pressure, that's when it gets really quite dangerous. And time is really of the essence in those cases. We find that there's a 2% increase in mortality and death for every 1 minute delay in receiving blood. And so the faster we can get blood to that patient, the better they're going to do. And this is a situation where really minutes count.
How has Milwaukee County been able to overcome the barriers that have stopped other EMS systems from providing this intervention?
The way we've done this is through a lot of work and certainly team effort. So it's been the better part of a year that we've been working to get this program together. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, putting together quality improvement metrics. Every initiative we do, we bundle with quality improvement metrics to say, is it working? Is it effective? Are we doing a good job? Where can we do better? And then getting education in place. And so we have our educators traveling out to all those different fire departments to do hands-on training and show our providers, how do you use these specialized coolers? This is not the kind of cooler that you bring your lunch to work in. This is a cooler connected to Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and cellular, and it keeps it within a very tight temperature control to make sure that blood is ready to use and can stay there for days on end when not being used. And so there's a lot of equipment involved. There's a lot of knowledge involved, but our fire departments were very eager to do this. Our blood bank and our hospital partners were very engaged. And so we're excited to introduce it. And I think it goes along with a long history of this sort of innovation in Milwaukee County.
You're tracking it closely. I'd imagine, in your estimation, how many lives could this save in Milwaukee County being able to offer whole blood transfusions?
Yeah, so when we look at traumatic injuries in Milwaukee County over a year, it's well over 100 cases of individuals that have this sort of severe low blood pressure in the setting of trauma that could be helped by this. And we were excited to see right when we introduced the program, we actually had our first save. It was a young man who had multiple gunshot wounds, and his blood pressure was very low in the field, so low that it can easily lead to cardiac arrest and that patient not even making it to the hospital. But they started blood on him right away. This was the Wauwatosa Fire Department, one of our 14 fire departments. They started blood on him right away. They brought his pressure up. They stabilized him. They got him to the hospital. He was able to get emergency surgery and is recovering. And so we were excited for that to be our first case. It's incredibly great for that patient, great for the community, but also great for our departments to see this program in action, to see that it really saved a life.
We're talking with Dr. Ben Weston, Milwaukee County Chief Health Policy Advisor and EMS Medical Director, looking at a new initiative by Milwaukee County EMS to offer whole blood transfusions in the field for critically injured trauma patients. Dr. Weston, why whole blood versus components?
That's a great question. So the data shows that that's what works best. That's the short answer. But the longer answer is you can give components. So in fact, there are times when the whole blood supply is limited. Whole blood's a little harder to come by. And for folks listening, whole blood is just what it sounds like. It's whole blood. It's every component all together. It's what comes out of your body, basically, is what we put back in. Now, components are helpful, whether it's packed red blood cells, the cells that carry oxygen to different parts of our body, or plasma or platelets, all these different components of blood can be helpful to give. They're a little easier to come by. But the data shows that whole blood is best. Giving somebody who is losing whole blood more whole blood is really what they need. And they need that instead of fluids. So traditionally, what we have done, what EMS systems all over the country have done, is when somebody is in shock, when their blood pressure is dropping from a traumatic injury, they'll give them fluids, saline, which is basically salt water. Now, that does have some benefits. It helps to plump up the vessels. It helps to get the blood pressure up a bit and get some circulation going. But the problem, of course, is it doesn't do what blood does, which is not just that volume effect, but also getting all those essential components, getting those red blood cells in there to bring oxygen to where it needs to go to keep the brain functioning, keep the heart functioning, keep all the organs functioning. And then platelets to help clot the blood, all these different clotting factors to help the blood clot, which is, of course, essential when you're bleeding, is to slow that bleeding. And so study after study after study shows that whole blood is really the way to go.
In terms of the cost of rolling this out there, you mentioned the training, the storage, the equipment. What is the impact of the cost versus the benefits in terms of being able to offer this pre-hospital?
Yeah, it's an important thing to look at. So there are upfront costs with this, and that's where a lot of the cost really comes from. I mentioned the equipment, I mentioned the training, I mentioned the education. All of that has a cost associated with it. But thankfully, it's a one-time cost for most of those sort of things. Of course, we want to do some continuing education and keep an eye on those quality benchmarks. But for example, those coolers are a one-time cost. You buy them, you install them, and then you have them. The recurring cost is the actual blood itself. That, of course, doesn't come for free. So a bag, a unit of whole blood is about $700 is what the blood bank will charge for that. And for a patient who's in a traumatic injury and requiring blood because they're that sick, you know, we can talk more about the state of our healthcare system, but $700 is not a major impact there. And if that $700 is what's saving the patient's life, as was likely the case with this individual I told you about who received blood, that's a pretty good investment.
In terms of blood shortages, there is an ongoing blood shortage. Does that pose any type of challenge if you don't have a consistent blood supply, whole blood supply?
So a consistent blood supply is essential for this program to work, of course. You need to have blood in the ambulance if you're able to give it. Now, on one hand, if we were to not have blood available, we could go back to what we used to do. That is always an option, and our paramedics know that. But we hope to maintain a blood supply. The thing that's interesting about giving blood in the pre-hospital period, as opposed to waiting till the patient gets to the hospital, is that when you look over a large number of patients, it actually saves the amount of blood. You have to use less blood. Now, that makes sense because you're giving the blood to the patient when they're less sick. So you're giving the blood to the patient, say, 10, 15, 20 minutes prior to when they otherwise would have received that blood upon arrival to the emergency department. And so by the time they arrive to the emergency department, they're a lot sicker. That bleeding may be continuing because they don't have those clotting factors on board. And so they need more blood. If you give it to them in that pre-hospital space, you actually save it. The data shows about 7% less blood is used when you give it earlier on, because you can stabilize that patient, you can help to slow down that bleeding, and you can get them in a much better place when they arrive at the hospital. So even though in the short term, we have to get more blood out in the field, in the long term, we're actually going to use less blood with a program like this than we would without a program like this.
Dr. Weston, have you heard of other communities that may follow in this path of Milwaukee County?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had outreach from a number of different communities throughout Wisconsin asking how exactly we did this. It's similar to about a year and a half ago when we introduced buprenorphine in the field. Now, buprenorphine, it's a whole different topic, but that's medication-assisted treatment for folks with opioid use disorder. Similar to methadone, but a different medication. When we did that, we were the first in Wisconsin to do that. And we received a lot of outreach from other communities who wanted to do it as well, because we're not the only ones with a substance use disorder issue in our community. And one of the great things about Milwaukee County is we have the support from the county executive all the way down to not just improve our community, but try to really step out there and improve the health of the rest of the state. And so we will share anything. We'll share the conversations we've had, the contracts we've had. You can copy and paste our guidelines for all we care and take them and use them in the community, especially smaller communities that may not have quite the resources and the personnel that Milwaukee County does to develop all this. We're happy for them to duplicate what we're doing to help the folks in their community as well.
Dr. Weston, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Ben Weston, the Milwaukee County Chief Health Policy Advisor and EMS Medical Director and an Associate Professor in the Department of Emergency Medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin. We've been talking about a new initiative by Milwaukee County EMS to provide blood transfusions to critically injured trauma patients before they reach the hospital. And for disclosure, Medical College of Wisconsin is a business sponsor of WPR.
Still ahead on Wisconsin Today, a caroling troupe crisscrosses the state dressed up in the style of the Charles Dickens era and in harmony on holiday favorites.
There is a nostalgia or a sort of a time bygone that can exist when we're in the costumes. And I think that's part of the fun and the appeal, the Dickensian caroling.
Meet the Wisconsin Dickens carolers on WPR News.